Discovering Allah's Creation, Science Explorations for Young Minds.
How does the sun give us light and warmth?
Allah created the sun, which shines brightly to give us light during the day and warmth to keep us cozy.
Why do plants need sunlight to grow?
Plants need sunlight to make their own food through a process called photosynthesis, which Allah designed to help them grow big and strong.
How does rain fall from the sky?
Allah sends rain from the clouds to water the earth and help plants and trees grow, ensuring a beautiful green world around us.
Why do birds have feathers?
Allah made rivers to flow from high places to low places, providing water for animals to drink and helping plants grow along their banks. Allah gave birds feathers to help them fly through the air and reach places that humans cannot easily go, showing His amazing creativity in design.
How do bees make honey?
Bees collect nectar from flowers and transform it into honey through a special process inside their hives, demonstrating Allah's intricate design in nature.
Why do rivers flow? How do our eyes see colors?
Allah created our eyes with special cells called cones that allow us to see different colors in the world around us, making everything beautiful.
Why do clouds form in the sky?
Allah forms clouds from tiny water droplets or ice crystals in the air, which come together to make shapes and bring rain to the earth.
How do butterflies get their vibrant colors?
Allah painted butterflies with colorful wings to help them hide from predators and attract mates, adding joy and beauty to the world.
Why do stars twinkle at night?
Allah made stars twinkle in the sky as they shine their light through Earth's atmosphere, reminding us of His vast and wondrous creation.
How do trees give us oxygen to breathe?
Allah created trees to absorb carbon dioxide and release oxygen into the air through a process called photosynthesis, providing us with the air we need to live.
Why do fruits taste sweet?
Allah made fruits taste sweet to attract animals to eat them and spread their seeds, ensuring the continuation of plant life in the world.
How do fish breathe underwater?
Allah designed fish with gills that extract oxygen from water, allowing them to breathe underwater and live in oceans, rivers, and lakes.
Why do rocks come in different shapes and colors?
Allah formed rocks in various shapes and colors through natural processes like erosion and volcanic activity, showcasing His creativity in the earth landscapes.
How do rainbows appear after a rainstorm?
Allah creates rainbows by bending sunlight through water droplets in the air, displaying a beautiful spectrum of colors in the sky as a reminder of His promise.
Why do cats purr when they're happy?
Allah made cats purr as a sign of contentment and happiness, showing His care and love for all creatures, big and small.
How do seeds grow into plants?
Allah designed seeds to sprout and grow into plants when planted in soil, receiving water, sunlight, and nutrients, symbolizing the cycle of life and growth.
Why do snowflakes have intricate patterns?
Allah crafts each snowflake with a unique pattern of ice crystals, displaying His attention to detail and beauty in even the smallest of creations.
How do bees find flowers to collect nectar?
Allah guides bees to find flowers through their sense of smell and special vision, allowing them to gather nectar and pollen to make honey and feed their colonies.
Why do we feel the wind on our skin?
Allah sends the wind to cool us down on hot days and carry scents and sounds from faraway places, filling our world with fresh air and adventure.